Okay, I'm gonna stop the music one second. And I'm gonna play this. This is great. I'll send the link. Guy is so happy singing. Car cut off in front of him. But it's just like beep, whatever. And he kept going. Happy, happy. So happy. Like, whatever. It means. It's great. Yeah, I got this one saved. And, I don't know, maybe, should that be a meme? Uh-oh. Beep. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. So, I'm not having that pumpkin. Brioche bread. Interesting. Never had a pumpkin spice or pumpkin brioche. I had the regular ones. And now I'm tasting it. I'm like, no. Needs peanut butter. We need peanut butter for everything. Except for the people who are allergic. But for those who can eat it, it should be on everything. Everything. Including something like kimchi. Peanut butter kimchi. Oh. Let's put some on sushi. Oh yeah. Peanut butter sushi. Anyway, I forgot to post yesterday's podcast. It happens. I'm not going to worry about it. No, I'm reading a mini article about the Navy SEALs won the battle of the vaccine mandates. You cannot jump us with the SEAL team. Even Department of Defense. You have to do. No, we don't. So they won. Well, this is the first part, right? I think they have more. It's pretty, it's got a pretty long article. Kind of from not Mr. Magic's, but Mr. Universe, sci-fi universe, Mr. Wu, you know who. Do you know who? You don't know who? The name's Cliff High. So this is good. It's good to know. We still got our First Amendment. But for those fools, you should get jabbed because you're gonna kill me if you don't. Those people, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Being programmed. Sorry. All of us are being programmed. Believe it or not, one way or another, they've been doing it for years. AOC called kissing. I saw that yesterday. Not without the whole Joe Rogan thing. Well, it's... They're trying to say, hey, the doctor's not real. He was involved. It's all fake. And everybody's like, no, it's real. Why are they doing that? Questionable stuff. If a person keep doing the same stuff, here's a good one. What they do, if they did something, you blame them. Like, you blame them for whatever it is, they return it back with the same, no, you did it. So what do you mean I did it? You're the one who did it. They like that, and they just keep, they know this, that's a trick. Trick of mine. Like Bugs Bunny. Was a Donald Duck or Daffy Duck? Daffy Duck. Yeah. You know, rabbit season. No, it's duck season. No, it's rabbit season. No, it's duck season. No, it's duck season. Then, it's rabbit season. And just reverse it. That's the trick. That's the most astounding thing to see. And it works. I don't know how, but it works. And to get away with it. Jeez. I thought they could get arrested. No. They blame the other side. So judges say, oh, the other side's fault. Oh, damn it. Yeah, so that's the trick. So same thing with this jab. So they somehow program you to think that if you get a jab, it's good, but then you gotta convince everybody else to get a jab because they're gonna kill you. What? So anything I said with this today's podcast, it's gonna be that sound clip. It's gonna have that sound clip. Anything I said, like, what? It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. How could this happen? How could it happen? We don't know. Do I care? No. Of course not. Unless somebody force jab, I'd be like, oh, here we go. Here we go. You don't want to do that. I'm not saying the virus is not real. Virus is real. It is real. They let it go. But it's not... Depends who you are. I don't think it's as deadly as they say it is. As long as the vitamin D is up, I think it's pretty good. because Flight of Medea actually fights off a lot of stuff. I just have one right now. It's a chewable type that you can get from Sprouts. The little pill, tiny little thing, and you just put in your mouth. They melt. A little sugar pill. Oh, good afternoon, Cole. Oh, your afternoon. So you're in like Asia somewhere. But anyway. Crazy. Oh, UK. Ah. The good old Britain. I've been there once or twice. It was okay. Didn't see any royals. I saw their cars. I was just like, oh, that's pretty empty cars. Yeah. So I couldn't tell what it was. Was it Cadillac? So they using US or they using Rolls? I think it was Rolls. Rolls are nice. Expensive. I want one. I won't get one. The most luxury thing I would get is, I think I spoke about it, is the Bentley Continental. Even that car, just like, oh man, it's hefty, man. I don't know. I think I'm gonna stick to like a little Japanese JDM car. Maybe like Civic. And spruce it up so it's like a sleeper. No. Honda Civic with 1,000 horsepower. No backseat. And it's a rear wheel drive, not the front wheel drive. Getting converted. No, stand next to a pull up next to a BMW was up the like, the guy's like, wow, wow, okay. Take off. I don't know. I wouldn't do that. Really. I don't know why I want. I think I said a few podcasts back. I like to get a Bronco. Like old school. Like the old school trucks. Just, no. Be like old guy. With a beard, with a hat, and a straw. Straw, I guess, whatever, wheat. Well, weed in your mouth. Like, just strolling along, and I'm gonna sing that song. I'm gonna be like this guy. Except the beat. Just like, yeah, just chilling, dude. Just chilling. That's what I want. Even think about if I get a Miata, I'm like, I don't know if I want to drive that fast either. It'd be a waste, but hey, it's a fun car. I'm still waiting to when they get the dual clutch auto. I don't think they're going to, because it doesn't make sense. Because Miata is the one that you want to shift with a stick. Not the new stuff. If they're going to put new stuff like that, it's not going to be Miata, because the spirit of that car was, it's about that stick. I get that, be like, yeah, just chilling. I'd be like that guy. With that, no, top down, and people pull up next to you. Hi. Do one of those. Hi. Oh, boy. That'll be great. That'll make my day. So Suicide Joe Marco, the Soleimani's revenge on wings attack U.S. base in Iraq.
What?
To fix when suicide drones.
Really?
They got attacked. That's never gonna end, is it? It's hard. Like, you. There's so many point of view, and so, and there's other things, you know, to control. So we want war. We need to get rid of people first, then we need to get this resources in that country, underneath that country, or something that they have interest in. Well, why don't we do this? Send the troops in and just start shooting. And send the troop in on the other side and start shooting. So that's how it works. That's not being smart, that's just being clever. You instigate a fight. Did you ever do that? Have you seen people do that? I mean, maybe I did, maybe I don't, but people do that a lot. I've seen it. I see, especially some of my friends, female friends, in the early days. Oh.
He said that,
okay. And what? Okay, fine, whatever. Then you go be able to say, well, that person just did it. The burly guy will, what did you say about it? Like, oh, here we go. So chill out, dude. Say, no, you chill out. And boom. Fight starts. And it's total confusion. But I knew on the sideline, like, so went to friends like, hey, you shouldn't have done that. No. That's not cool. Of course, that friend stopped being a friend because we kicked him out. Bye. Do not instigate among us. Should I play that thing again? Oh, God. That's the best. No, so happy that guy. I do that too. When I drive, sometimes I sing. Like I said, podcasts go, I do the cats and stuff. Cat meowing, because I don't feel like singing the lyrics. No, I just start meowing. I think I have a dash cam. Well, I have a, what's that thing called? Polaroid Cube. That's a dash cam. I'm sure one of the videos, even though it's on loop, I'm sure one video will hear me if I was driving along. It's not meowing. I gotta download that one day. Just post it. It will be funny. I love it. Best. Why not? He should be happy. Always. Yeah. Don't. I mean, yeah, there are certain things, like, but it should just look positive. If you can, just think positive. Well no, if this happens, what happens? Let's fix it and move on. And surprisingly, a lot of people cannot do that. Oh, just, whoa. What's wrong with you? Really? What's wrong with you? Oh boy. So CES. Look at, I start to jump a different subject today. CES 2022. It's on. Um Wow, finally they can make him goggles that looks like a... You still look like a fool wearing it, but it's a little better. It's lightweight. I don't know. Well, we're getting there. McGang X McGang. That's like a Renault McGang. You know, that car was so popular on No, she left it. There's a lot of them. I've seen a lot of videos of them. But yeah, it's weird with them too. I heard. They have the weird slipping issues also. And understeer. But that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to learn from it. The only other car I can think of, somebody told me, it's a BMW M3, one of the M3s. It's weird. I forgot which year. It has a serious slipping issues at high speed, and has understeer at a certain point, but then if it's slowed down enough, you're slipping, so it's just like it's a mess. Then they fix the next one. Like, wow. So why don't you get the new stuff, put in the old stuff? No, cannot do that. But this is cool. At least you look attractive with this new 3D glasses. Call them again, X virtual reality headset. Oh, plug yourself in. Oh, yes, please plug me in. But I think this goggles will be good for text though. Like, if they open the front end of it for learning how to build something, like, you want to take a lesson on how to build a car or build something. This could be a supplement, I would think, like for educational purposes. Of course, for gaming, yeah. But just, I wouldn't wear it. Oh, I'll get sick. I'm still yakking. Was talking delirious. So dizzy, I'm delirious, and I'm start doing this. Yeah. Delirious. I said, dude, what are you doing? Why are you saying like that? Oh, just got the goggles on. Oh. Okay. So January 4th, oh, it's today. Wow. So CES is today. I guess I have to look. Hopefully Sony's there. And today's the picture that I use my Sony. Sony, oh God. I neglect my Sony Alpha for a long time. So it's behaving like, it's like, where were you? So I had to enter the date, time zone and stuff again. Battery, I guess the battery just went away. But everything else is okay. Settings okay, was the previous one. It's fine. It looks fine. Yeah, miss it. I do miss it. But I like the Fuji so much. How can I justify Sony now? Unless I get the new one, Alpha 1, which is pretty big, but that thing is supposedly really good. Okay, NVIDIA CES keynote in 3 hours. Okay,
CES, Intel CES, in 5 hours.
All of them are introducing a new graphics card, and it's going to solve our problems with kids who want to play video games and can't. Why? There's no graphics card. Oh, we can't play no games. We cannot plug in our headsets. That thing. So I don't know if they. I have no idea what they're going to do. Like I said, they should do what Apple's doing. Just make one chip that does everything, and people order the chip. Of course, you can't. Then can't really upgrade the RAM, but make it so that you can add on to it. We can bypass, right? Onboard graphics, onboard memory, all in one chip, mixed together. Then you have a new graphics card you put in, and just disable the other one. And you have new RAM, you can add more RAM. No, we gotta make it proprietary. Oh, you gotta buy our stuff. No. No aftermarket. Like both my cameras have aftermarket. All the cars I ever drove, this is aftermarket. What can these chips makers, what can Apple do that? That's why I don't get. The mini is so proprietary that if you bought the wrong one, wrong spec, like, oh, you gotta return it. That's a waste. And they sell in the second market and somebody will buy it, but they should go back to the old days where you can take the back end apart, change the RAM, change the memory, change something. If they can't figure it out, but it's tough because the way the new tech is doing is so short, the distance between the chipsets are so short, so direct, that it's getting high performance with low heat. And you can't do that with external hardware stuff. The more hardware you put in, the more heat, right? More power needs to be drawn all over the place. So, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Eventually be cheap again. And eventually I'll finally get a RTX. And I'll be like, yay. I'll be like this guy. Oh, not the B part. I'll be like this guy. Finally got one. But cheap. Not like $2,000. Something like $800. They're like, okay. $2,000. What? No, I don't have RTX. I have a GTX, 1660 on my computer. Now how much I got it for? It's like $200 something. Now I can sell this used and overclocked for $600 to $800. Jeez, that means I can trade this in and get something else. But why do I want to trade this in? It's doing great. I don't need the super realism or the reflections. Like, who cares? Like, ooh, look at the reflections. Like, I don't think I'm gonna pay attention to that. But the RTX 3080s are really good for editing and photo editing. Even the AMD, the top tier ones, I forgot what they're called. They're pretty good. I think it's like 7000 XT or something, 7700 XT. It's really nice for editing. So like, okay, I'll think about it. I do have an external GPU, so it's like RTX, I mean the AMD RX
With the whatever,
what is ORX? I don't even remember.
The 7700 XT can't go into that. Then I can just run it off. Because then I can run off any computer that can run external GPU. That was the intention. You know, NVIDIA in the main machine, and if I need something rendered, I use external. Makes sense to me. It doesn't make sense to you. I have no idea what I'm talking about. No, I'm not going to stop playing that. Sorry. Okay, so CES is on. I don't know what else is there. I'm sure the new phone is coming out. Couple phones, maybe. But I'm more interested in the Sony cameras, so I want to see what they got. Even Fuji. I don't know if Fuji's going to be there, but hey. But when? When are we going to be able to go to the actual CES conference? With no chin divers. When? When is that going to happen? No more chin divers. No more like, hey, where's your papers? Like, no, I don't want to give you my papers. Yeah, here's a pamphlet here. You can have that paper. When? No. One day. Well, the Joe Rogan show thing with the doc. I think that really wicked a lot of people up. I think that's like, oh. So a lot of people, I don't think they're going to comply anymore. Zoinks. What are you going to do? Okay, so there's a new, I don't know if it's new or low TV show. Boba Fett's storybook. Boba Fett's storybook. No, it's not. The book of Boba Fett or something. Let me see. What is it? The book of Boba Fett. So Boba didn't get punked. But he got punked by what's his name? Harrison Ford played Han Solo. No, it's a Boba Fett. Where? And boom, hit him with the jetpack, and he flew. By accident, he fell into the pit. He got punked, but then in this book, he survived. He came out. And he was okay. Then you see them in a tank, and guess who shows up? Minna Wen. How many sci-fi shows? Is she really? Does she know kung fu? She looks like she does. I've seen her in so many shows, sci-fi shows, like Stargate Universe. She was in there. And she plays the same character every show. She could be in Star Wars playing the same person. It's alright. I was expecting somebody else, but yeah, it's alright. But Boba made it. He's a Hutt now. This is in Disney Plus. Okay. There's actually a book of Boba Fett, if you read it. It's kind of like that. Sort of. It's weird. Like Star Wars universe, it's the original books. If you read that, then the new books, and you go back, it's like, wait a second, it's a totally different universe now. Sorry. Ooh. Damn.
Why would we listen to
that? Oh, this is one of my favorite songs. I love my head. But this is the... This is the Electro Swing version. No. It's in par with the Let's spell the same. It's that part. I will not play. Maybe I'll play that. Just get it on loop. I want to know what that song is. What is this song? I try to listen to it. It sounds like Parliament. So it could be Parliament. I have to look through it. If anybody knows Parliament is, it's the funkiest band. They're pretty colorful. Parliament. I type Parliament and got the British Parliament. No, it's not that. It's the band. That's the band. Let me see. Paste it. And yeah. Dude, it's Parliament. And if you do a search and look at images, look at the stuff they wear. Man, it's like, whoa. Same. And they're funk. You want funk? That's funk. And still, they're still good. Yeah. Those guys still got it. I don't know which one passed away, but hey, I think George Clinton's still alive. I think so, right? I don't know. George Clinton is still alive. I think he's still alive. There's George Clinton, the politician guy. 1941. Still alive. Still producing. Wow. Holy cow. Funkadelics, of course. P-Funk, All-Star. P-Funk's nice. All the stuff they do. George Clinton did. Which is a yes. Yes. I can listen to it. Wonder if they did this one, though. I have to figure that out. Today. Somehow. Some way. In the meantime, I'm gonna do other things. I wonder if, you know those things you can use? You use your phone to find the songs. I wonder if that works. There's an app, right, for that. I'll download it and check it. Maybe we'll pick it up. Like, oh, it's this that song. A task. Okay. The task of the day. Other than, well, I can do investing, but it's no point, man. I'm just looking at all the coins, all tokens, crypto stuff. I'm just looking at it. Just to see, like, who's who, what's what. Where you can kind of guess where everybody's going with it. But the main ones, the top 20, it's been there. And they haven't changed much. And something I might have to drop out, because it seems like it's like meme coins, just all lots of talk with no substance. You don't need those. No, I don't need those. the design world, well, they're talking about the frameworks laptop where you can take apart everything and pull it back, get the thing you want and change the parts instead of you have to buy a new whole brand new one. You can keep yours. Should be like that, right? I think Mac and some of the old laptops from Windows laptop, you were able to get chipset, like the boards with the chip. And they say, yeah, I can upgrade. And it's the same one, but it's just upgrade version. And you can just plug it in and it's fine. Then all of a sudden everybody went proprietary. It's like, I can't really get it from us. That's it. Well, you can't upgrade it. You gotta buy a new one. Who started that? And who followed that, right? Proprietary. Sony did it. Right? And if you upgrade, you have to buy a new one. You can trade yours in and give it like $200. What? I just bought it for a couple thousand dollars. $200. What? Yeah, Sony has that thing. I think it was better. Sony had a better deal, but they were very proprietary. You can only use their system. Can I use the other ones? Nope. Can I use the other one? You have to use theirs only. Then you have to buy memory and you have to buy theirs because it was specially made. For a long time, they were like that. And even the cameras were like that until some aftermarket said, no, we're going to start making our own lenses and that stuff. Now you got the aftermarket stuff. I still recommend Sony lenses, but if you can't get that, you like the old school manual focusing stuff, hey, that's it. Go get those. So, anything? Let me see what we got. What else we got? Not much. I know there's a new Ford Mustang coming up. I have to look through that. Let me see. Space Camera Company. NASA Mercury Hasselblad camera. This is the exact replica used on the Mercury for $48,000. Okay, it's a replica. It's got the film back, but you can get the digital backs. Unless this is digital back. It's sold out already. So, whoops. Sold out. There's nothing. Nothing. Nothing great. We're just did a whole bunch of Lego stuff too. Lego's trying to sell their cars. Nobody's buying it. Lego cars. Now here's the thing. Should cars be like that? Like the Frameworks laptop. Like, I don't like this. I don't like this car's chip. Like a, you know, driver. You don't have to be mechanical or something. You just put this box in there, and that's the engine. And you put this box in there. Oh, that's the whatever. Controller. Oh, that's this. And the shell. I'm like, oh, I don't like the side panel. I'm gonna put this one in. I don't like the rooftop. I'm gonna put this one in. Should car be like that? Like a user replaceable parts? No. that trick you can, you know, you take, it's like, well, this engine's too fast, let me get a slow one. And this, then you just switch the this thing, the box. You don't see the engine part. You don't see the inner parts. It's like inside a box, and just put this box in, and it connects. And click, click, like, that's it. Should it be like that? Will it be like that in the future? I don't know. You would take out a lot of industry. You would start a new industry, but you would take out the auto industry. Like assembly line industry. Because, I can't just, engine dies, right? Like, then you just, let me order that box. Let's put it in. It's fine. Car can keep going. Battery box dies, and it's like, can you get a new battery? And just, that's it. Replaceable parts. Even if something like hydrogen fuel cell, just replace the fuel cell. Or some mechanism that converts it into fuel. Well, to a fuel cell, wherever the converter. Was it hydrogen to electric converter? Just that. Can it be like that? Would you want a car like that? Would you like a car that was made by a company and it was by professionals? And you had, and when you step on the gas, instead of just step on gas, which one would you like? No. I like the latter. I just can't get away from gas, but you can do it with hydrogen. The blue fuel, but there's another version of blue fuel. I know UK, you guys have blue fuel thing you can add to it, but there's another version of blue fuel which runs without gasoline, and they're not introducing it to the public. They're still making it so it's electric, because they know electric because 0 to 100 in 2 seconds. But if you introduce this. The other fuel, hydrogen fuel, that you can just plug it into a regular car. Would you save a lot of money? Save a lot of landfill? Save a lot of things, and everybody would be happy and sing. Yeah, everybody would be like that. I'm so happy. Hey, I don't have to buy a new car. I could just put this thing in. That was the original idea, and I don't know what happened. Audi introduced something. Oh, the blue fuel thing. Then it just disappears, not in the US. And they're like, oh, we can use water as an engine thing. Then that disappeared. Like, wait a second. And there was that guy in the 80s. Mysteriously died in his hotel room before the interview. Put water in a water operated dune buggy. Like, what? Why isn't that out? Right? Of course, you know, it's the industry saying, no, we can't have that. But I think after all this, the COVID and all this stuff. All the oil arcs, all the fiat money goes, that stuff's gonna come back out. It's gonna come out. It's like, you don't need to change your car. That's what I'm waiting for. Then I would like to get an somewhat beat up, but restored. Like an F1 truck. Ford F1 or the old Chevy truck. You use the old engine and you just put this thing in, like, hey, I can still drive, I can still feel it, still feel the roughing, a roar, right? I like that. I like the sound. You cannot make me sound. Even put a speaker outside and try to mimic that sound. Instead, no. Even they have the sci-fi sound. I'm like, no, it's not the same. When the engine growls, you feel it. You can try to mimic it, but it's not the same. That's the real thing. Nope. Okay. We're 50 minutes. Well, I guess it's time for me to go because I got nothing I can't think about. Except that song, but I'm not going to play it now. Yeah. No, I'm not going to repeat that. But that thing should be a meme. That should be a meme, really. Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't look it up. Yeah. So, this is it. But was it Tuesday? It's Tuesday, sorry. Tuesday. Have a wonderful day. Be warm. If you can. It's a little cold today where we are. It's 40, it's 40s. We're in the 40s, which is, wow. Tropical area. The 40s? What? No, we've been down to 30s before. Today's cold everywhere. In the North America. Let me see. England, UK, you're like 40s still. So, feel the same. Yeah, stay warm. If you can, have a wonderful day of, or the wonderful evening of Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. Have a great day. And I'll be back tomorrow. Ciao.